Today I want to sing a song for you called Be Still by Hillsong. It's a tremendously beautiful song. It won many awards. And it's based on basically the last line of Psalm 23. Now, I'm pretty sure a lot of you know Psalm 23 pretty well. It is, "The Lord is my shepherd, I lack nothing." Today, I want to quickly give you a little bit of an in-depth look at the last line in the psalm. And it goes, "Surely your goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." Now, I wish I had the confidence of David. I don't know, you know, we all feel like, you know, if we're a great character in the Bible, it's going to be, I'm going to be David, or I want to be Isaiah, or I want to be John, who loves Jesus so much and never denies him. But often I look at these characters and I think, wow, what boldness, what confidence David had. You see, this word "surely," I want to pick three little quick things from it, and then we'll get into singing. The first thing, have you ever gone to the post office or ever phoned the bank and then they say to you, "Oh, sorry, ma'am," or "Sorry, sir, we can't help you." Please have a crying face emoji on here if that's ever happened to you. What do we say? Well, what if you're like me or like my wife, you say, "Surely there's somebody here who can help me. Surely there's somebody at the traffic department who can help me with this traffic-related issue. Surely there's somebody at the post office who can help me with this postal issue. Surely somebody at the bank can solve my problem with my card. Surely." It's almost a surprise that there's nobody there who can help you. That's the "surely" that David is using here. He is saying, it is obvious that goodness, love, and mercy is going to follow him. Sometimes we're shocked when goodness, love, and mercy does follow us. It should be the opposite way. We should be shocked when it doesn't. That's what David's saying. Obvious. It's obvious. So that's the first one. It is obviously going to follow him. Secondly, it is the only thing that he says is going to follow him. Now, this is the boldest part of his statement. You see, the Hebrew word for that little "surely" is also in the Bible, is used many times for the word "only," and can actually be substituted as "only" in this instance. We read it as "surely" in English, or "certainly." But actually, David also meant that it is the only thing that'll follow him. That is very, very confident. Only goodness, love, and mercy will follow me. I doubt that sometimes for myself. I think, oh my goodness, I'm going to repeat a cycle again, and I'm not going to see this in my life, and I'm not going to see that kind of prosperity or this kind of blessing. I might still see suffering and things like that. You know, yes. But David was so bold in saying it is the only thing that will follow him. So it is the obvious thing. It is the only thing. And it is the outcome of following the Good Shepherd. So as we follow our Good Shepherd, as we look to him, obviously goodness and mercy will follow. And it is the only thing. Be still. And know that the Lord is in control. Be still, my soul. Stand and watch as giants fall. I won't be afraid. You are here. You silence all my fears. I won't be afraid. You don't let go. Be still my heart and know I won't be afraid. Trust strive. Watch as grace and faith align. I won't be afraid. You silence all my fears. I won't be afraid. You don't let go. Be still my heart and know I won't be
Thank you, Lord. You are good and your love endures forever.
And Father, we pray that by your Holy Spirit, you would give us the boldness that David had, that we will know that it's obvious that your goodness and mercy will follow us, and that it is the only thing that will follow us. No trouble and no fear will come to us, for you are with us. And it is the outcome of following you. So we fix our eyes on you, the author and the perfecter of our faith, our strong deliverer, our strong shepherd. In your perfect and beautiful name we pray. Amen.